Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofty.
As anyone who competes for a living will tell you, the first rule to overcoming your opponent is to know your opponent. That holds true for the military, professional sports teams, chess players, and those in politics. You must know your opponent, and it helps when your opponent is extremely predictable. That's why it came as no surprise yesterday when Planned Parenthood of Montana filed a lawsuit to overturn Montana's laws requiring parental consent before a minor can get an abortion. In fact, we were so certain that they would file a suit that we've been preparing for it for months. The only surprise really was that it took them this long. What we really expected was a move to block the parental notification law that voters passed by 70% in the last election. Rather than suing to block the law, Planned Parenthood allowed the law to remain unchallenged, saying that they would wait to see how it played out. We found out later from former Planned Parenthood employees that they weren't concerned about the notification law because they have lots of ways to get around it. That's when we asked Representative Jerry Bennett of Libby to carry a parental consent bill, which is a lot tougher. It's analogous to your 17-year-old telling you that they're flying to Cancun for spring break versus actually requiring your consent. In terms of an abortion, all the loopholes are shut down. Rather than a child sending a letter to her parents telling them that she's going to get an abortion, which incidentally often gets there after the fact because she's been coached to send it to the wrong address, the new consent law requires a signed notarized document from the parent stating that they are in fact the child's parent and that they give permission. It's much more difficult to get around. That's why Planned Parenthood filed suit. Their bluff has been called and they had no other choice. It's no skin off Planned Parenthood's nose, but it puts the court in an interesting predicament. They're being asked to overturn a direct vote of 70% of the people. The court knows that doing so may come at a political cost. In Iowa, the state Supreme Court overturned the will of the people and mandated same-sex marriage. In the next election cycle, the voters threw three members of the Supreme Court off the bench, including the Chief Justice. The courts, as a matter of practice, try to avoid political controversy, but occasionally find themselves drawn into the heavy political debates of the day. In this case, Planned Parenthood will venue shop for a liberal district court judge in a safe political district so they can get the ruling that they want. The challenge comes when the case gets to the Montana Supreme Court, where the justices are accountable to the voters on a statewide basis. That's when things get interesting. Remember, the bottom line is that Planned Parenthood is asking the court to usurp parental authority by placing the state as a wall between parents and their kids. The people understand the implications of such a move. That's why the parental notification law passed by 70%. Kids need the input and protection of their parents, and will pull out all the stops to make sure the lawsuit fails. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofty reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.